Today's GeoQuiz takes us now to South America, to a remote region that borders on Brazil and Bolivia.
This is a large, flat, lowland basin to the south of the Amazon, which used to be called the Green Hell because it was such thick, impenetrable forest. But, of course, the many indigenous peoples who lived there didn't see it as a hell at all. To them, obviously, it was just home.
Recent satellite images show cattle ranchers moving in, and that's forcing indigenous people out. We'll hear more about this cultural clash as seen from space. First, you need to figure out where we are in South America. We'll be back in a few minutes. Back to our GeoQuiz now about that view of the rainforest from space. Jonathan Mazower is with Survival International, a group that's been monitoring satellite images of the rainforest in the South American region we asked you to name. So, Jonathan Mazower, what region are we talking about, first of all?
We're talking about the Chaco region, which is in the heart of South America, and specifically in northern Paraguay.
So specifically, you were looking for signs of deforestation in the Chaco. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz today. How were you able to monitor that?
Well, working with a local Paraguayan organization, they have had access to satellite imagery. And the area that they and we have been focusing on is what used to be intact forest. And we are interested in that because it is the heartland of the Ayareo tribe, some members of whom are still living in that forest and trying to stay out of the way of any outsiders. They haven't had any contact with non-Indians. And unfortunately for the indigenous people there, it's rapidly being cleared by cattle ranchers who have bought up the land and are sending in bulldozers to clear it, even though the whole area is supposed to be protected. They're not supposed to be clearing that area at all until the indigenous people's land claim has been sorted out.
So what are they doing to defend themselves against the incursion?
Well, there's very little they can do. I mean, we have spoken to other members of the tribe who have been forced out of the forest in recent years, and they have described pretty horrific life of basically being forced to flee from one corner of the forest to the other because they are really being encroached upon from all sides now. And this used to be a very remote area, and just in the last few years, it's really being carved up at a pretty terrifying rate. We spoke to one person, actually it's pretty dramatic, where he describes attacking a bulldozer with spears at night. They thought it was a kind of giant beast that could smell them and was hunting them down. And when obviously that didn't work, they just ran away. So it's a pretty terrible and urgent situation, actually. Problem is the lack of political will to do something about it. The fact that one can see this now remotely and know what's going on is one thing, but actually putting a stop to it before any more happens is something else entirely. And that is purely a question of pressure, political pressure.
Jonathan Mazower of Survival International, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.